We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
At BP, we've reset our strategy with a focused downstream, a growing upstream, and disciplined investment in the transition. See how we'll grow shareholder value at bp.com/reset.
Grassroots marketing on CannabisRadio.com continues. We are going to be featuring a guest here, Eric Salute with Z's Collective. We're going to talk to him in just a moment. A lot to be said. But first, we got to talk about the Buzz CRM, which, of course, presents this grassroots marketing episode. Stop juggling marketing tools. The Buzz CRM is your all-in-one solution with over 500 tools, powered by AI to handle email, social media, and even customer inquiries 24/7. Imagine personalized workflows, omni-channel reach, and never missing a lead with our missed call textback feature. Whether you're a med spa, e-commerce store, or franchise, we got you covered with a single affordable plan. Forget all those other subscriptions. Forget all that extra work. You want to see it in action? We're announcing upcoming introductory webinars to get you under the hood of the Buzz CRM. Stay tuned for that. We'll tell you when that's going to be coming up. Find out how it can streamline your workflows and boost your ROI. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today to learn more. Stay tuned for those webinar details, thebuzzcrm.com. Find out more today. With my guest right now, he has partnered with over 25 independent artists with his company Z's Collective. They share a percentage of sales with them, and they use premium unbleached organic hemp paper sourced from France, and they're providing a clean, natural smoking experience from focusing on social and environmental impact. And the products are available in over 500 dispensaries and stores across multiple states. And they also have a direct-to-consumer website. I'm here with Eric Salute. Thanks for being on with me. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
So we've heard about other companies that have been doing the unbleached organic hemp paper sourced from France. And, you know, there's been some pretty high-end brands we've heard about that have been doing similar projects. But what is it about Z's Collective that stands out so much? What's so unique about it and distinctive?
Yeah, absolutely. So, like, to your point, it's a very saturated category in the market. A lot of other big brands in the space. And I'm sort of realized that after I started doing Z's, how competitive it really is, the landscape. But what makes us different is we're a mission-based company. So all of our smoking accessories, our rolling papers, pre-rolled cones, rolling trays, and we have some merch as well, is all designed by different emerging artists who get a commission on every sale. So we're helping up and coming artists and give them a platform to showcase their work while also putting some money back in their pockets. So we're a unique accessory compared to the name brands out there. And we're really just trying to bring something new and different to what is a very competitive landscape.
You know, and I've seen a lot of companies, there have been quite a few companies that will also just partner up, especially when it comes to design of products, and along with the other things, just of, you know, taking that inspiration, giving them a chance to go and be showcased and shine somewhere else on a product is a very big deal of them for that kind of significant product placement. Now, you started the company in 2020, so smack dab middle of COVID, and you saw the profound connection between cannabis culture and artistic innovation. So what personal experiences or observations that inspired you to recognize the connection and translate the vision into the products that Z's Collectible offers today?
Yeah, absolutely. So, yep, started the company right smack in the middle of COVID. It was in May. So I was still a senior in school and everyone else got kicked off campus.
Yeah.
So I was still in my off-campus house, and I've always had an appreciation for art. And so I tried to actually do some of the artwork myself when we were thinking about starting the brand. Then I quickly realized, you know, I'm not an artist. So worked with one of my classmates from school who did our first Z's design for us. And just from being a consumer at the time and seeing the connection between the two, I just saw a lot of synergies between art and cannabis, and a lot of artists use creativity and arts to sort of inspire them, inspire their work. Or let me rephrase that. They use cannabis to sort of inspire their creativity. So talking with a lot of artists.
Well, let me ask you about the artists that you decide to select and choose to go and work on these projects. I'm sure there's a certain set of criteria that you have to prioritize. And the other thing too is that, well, the artists you're working with these days, any artist in general, just to go and find any kind of work on what they're doing. I was curious about what kind of artists you're working with in terms of they were in music and art and what kind of the part of the culture they're in. And, you know, the fact of the matter is that it's getting much more harder to go and come by for any creativity to really be paid for. So right. What can you tell me about what you offer in return and how you specify which artists you think would work best with Z's Collective?
Yeah, absolutely. So we want to work with a diverse set of artists. So we're focused specifically on visual artists. So painters, graphic designers, digital illustrators. We've had some multimedia artists we've worked with, and we've found most of our artists through Instagram, because at that time, especially during COVID, a lot of our artists were using Instagram as a way to monetize their page, monetize their art. And with social media, as you know, it's a very inconsistent way to make a living. It's very much so based on the algorithm. So we wanted to be that platform that could provide artists that consistent stream of revenue and also give them a platform so people can find them on social media.
Now, it's been roughly 5 years since the start of Z's Collective. And I imagine those artists now, you know, at the time, it was really just like trying to stay alive and stay relevant in the space because they couldn't perform, they couldn't exhibit, they couldn't go anywhere to showcase their talents. And the find on Instagram was one of the few havens they had. Now it's changed. You have a lot more things where they could be exhibiting, and you could also be doing things where you could showcase for themselves in the same way. What has changed in those 5 years in doing that? Is that something where you do it through the dispensary level? Do you do it through certain events? What is it you do to help amplify that creativity that comes from your products aside from the dispensaries?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, just to give our artists that platform on the inside of all of our booklets is information about the artists, how to follow them on Instagram, a QR code that goes to their design. So we want to make it as easy as possible to connect our customers and the consumer with the artists that we work with. And we say that each one of our booklets is really like a business card in itself for the artists that design the packaging of each of our products. So that's been sort of a strong way to market their work and connect them to that broader consumer audience.
Now, what's been also fascinating is the fact you were able to get this products into 500 dispensaries so far. I mean, so you're in right there in the same market with many of these other larger scale kind of products that are out there, and you've been able to get people to go and notice it and the standout of what these artists have done to get your products up and forward. So tell me about the work you've done to go ahead and work on, you know, getting in California, getting in Arizona, and also just targeting, marketing, and distributing the products to hit the target audience and competing against everybody else.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're a small but mighty team, and a lot of our day-to-day is focused on cold calling. So calling these dispensaries, offering what we have, offering that we're something that's going to bring some color, some flair to your retail shelf. And we've had a lot of success specifically in the dispensary channels, getting our products on new dispensary shelves. It's something that we pitch to them as something unique. And for them, for these dispensaries, they want to bring on these unique and creative looking products because that's what their customers are asking for. Something different, something new, something unique. So it's been a lot of cold calling, a lot of sales on a day-to-day basis for us, but it's been successful.
And besides the dispensaries, are you looking to try to get into the smoke and vape shops? Has that been anything that you've been able to pursue as well?
Yeah. So we're definitely in some smoke shops as well. It's just not part of our day-to-day outreach.
Yeah.
We just found that smoke shops, the shelves are a lot more crowded. Okay. There's a lot more brands on a smoke shop shelf than a dispensary shelf. So it's definitely on the roadmap. It's going to be necessary for us to grow, to get into that smoke shop channel. It's just a matter of when the right time is to really attack it.
You might not also, with the momentum that you're getting from the dispensaries, that see if you can build again, build enough volume to get yourself out to distribute that much product as well. What can you tell me about the balancing out the dispensary experience and getting the product out to them, if it being a small outfit and also trying to produce enough and procure enough of the wrapping papers from France to make this all work?
Yeah. So, I mean, at this point, I'd say our supply chain is strong. We're in a good position to scale our brand. And I think at this point, we're 5 years in. There's the proof is in the pudding. Our product is selling well. People really enjoy Z's papers and Z's products and the mission behind it. So I think it's just a matter of continuing to grow until we do catch the eyes of some of these distributors that want to pick up our product and really, really scale this thing. But until then, we're going to keep getting new doors, new dispensaries, self-distributing, and until we really break loose.
So the moment you already have what you're doing right now, supporting independent artists, and then the products themselves, which first off, you have basically set of papers, cones, and trays that you're providing right now, artist design rolling papers. And one of the things, too, is that you also are working on trying to go, and I guess it's not even just so much for the artists themselves, but I'm sure that the artists also have their own kind of method of what they want to go and do to give back, I guess. There's some kind of a philanthropic or kind of a environmental feel to it as well. What can you tell me about the social impact you're trying to go and do, social and environmental impact beyond supporting artists? Is there anything you can do right now, any initiatives you're involved in or planning to implement that align with the core values that resonate with the consumer base?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, supporting the artists is at the forefront for us. So we're proud to say we've given a little over $65,000 back to the artists we've worked with. So we're really proud of that fact, but also just figuring out what materials we want to use in our products, making sure they're sustainable. Organic hemp is the most sustainable type of paper to use. So just keeping that in mind and also finding ways to get back to more initiatives in the local area, local Boston area, as we continue to grow is definitely a priority.
And following the website itself, as we just mentioned, it's z's.art, and that's three z's with an s, z's.art. Make sure to go and look for that. And when you go there, you can also go to their directly because their website, you can buy from the website. And as people are kind of rolling around the website, what should they be looking for? Was it anything that stands out right now that you think they should definitely go and take a look at that's really been a hot seller?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, I think our rolling papers and cones are our best sellers. So if you know how to roll a joint, definitely get some of the Z's rolling papers. We have filter tips or unbleached organic hemp papers in those magnetic closer packs. And then we have a variety of different sizes of cones. And what's been selling really well too is our Z's hats. So we have some really good corduroy hats with the sloth embroidered on the side of the hat. So those have also been super hot.
Fantastic. Once again, make sure you get that website right. ZZZS.art. Z's Collective. And really great products. Also, you have, tell me real quick about the slothware. I just noticed we had that as well in terms of merch. Tell me about what would you have right there in terms of that, because the sloth being a mascot that you have.
Yep. So that's our mascot, Samuel the Sloth. Our whole motto is live slow. So you'll find Samuel on the packaging of a lot of our products and a lot of our merch. So it's just our emblem, our mascot, and really he always lives the best life.
And also, one thing I noticed, you have quite a affinity for corduroy. So making hats out of corduroy, whether it's like the flop hats or the bucket hats, rather, or just the ball caps. Tell me what it is about the finish, the affination of corduroy.
Yeah, it's a material we really liked. Me and I, two co-founders, we just like the way it feels, and it resonated really well with people. Not a lot of people have, well, now corduroy hats are really popular, but when we came out with corduroy hats, there wasn't a ton of options like that in the market, and we just wanted to continue building that line, building more corduroy products. But I think the goal is to eventually branch out into some other types as we grow.
All right, it's fantastic. Once again, I really appreciate it. Eric Salute with Z's Collective. Again, website is zzzs.art. Don't miss it. Eric, thanks for being on this. Really appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me.
We get it.
After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
If you're looking for legit ways to make extra money, you've got to check out The Side Hustle Show. With hundreds of actionable episodes to choose from, you'll learn what's working now from real people making real money. Like the Utah mom who built a six-figure business playing video games, or the guy earning $3,000 a month renting out mobility scooters. Online or offline, from Amazon to your own hometown, from YouTube to vending machines, The Side Hustle Show has you and your wallet covered. Subscribe to The Side Hustle Show wherever you're listening to this podcast and increase your earning power today.